Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Nagaland is observing National Immunization Day today across all districts to protect children against polio and sustain India's polio-free status. The campaign aims to vaccinate 1,43,530 children below 5 years with 2 drops of oral polio vaccine. Health and Family Welfare Department has urged parents and caregivers to bring their children to the nearest polio booth between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. The United Naga Council UNC on Saturday demanded the center's immediate intervention in halting what is called a proxy war by Kuki armed groups against the Nagas in Manipur. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, leaders of the council said they submitted a memorandum to the Prime Minister seeking immediate intervention regarding what they described as deteriorating security situation in the Naga areas of Manipur. The UNC, the apex body of 21 Naga tribes, said that in a meeting with Advisor Northeast in the Home Affairs Ministry, Ajit Lal, they demanded a court-monitored investigation into recent alleged killings of 6 Liang Mai Nagas and asserted that the incident may sabotage the Indo-Naga peace process. Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel has said that India had made significant progress in healthcare over the past 12 years and is working toward the broader goal of universal health coverage, ensuring accessible, affordable and quality healthcare for every citizen. Speaking at an event yesterday, Ms. Patel highlighted Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana as one of the world's largest health assurance programs and said it is helping families access treatment with financial protection.
We have a new national health policy in place. It brings a transformative shift from sick care to wellness and a shift from curative health care to comprehensive health care, where prevention remains at the heart of our approach. There are several schemes that Government of India has rolled out in these 12 years, and one of the most transformative one is our flagship initiative of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. It's lauded as the world's biggest health assurance program, which brings in its ambit as many as 62 crore individuals.
The minister also noted that India now has about 1,84,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, which are serving as the first point of contact for patients and strengthening primary health care at the grassroots level. Ms. Patel stressed that the rising burden of non-communicable diseases such as diabetes, hypertension and certain cancers is a major public health concern. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said that the Genome India mission has already completed genome sequencing of over 10,000 individuals and is progressing towards building one of the world's largest genomic databases. Addressing a special Doctor's Day conclave yesterday, he said India's unique genetic diversity, scientific ecosystem, and emerging technologies are driving the next generation of affordable, patient-centric health care. He emphasized that healthcare is entering a transformative era in which treatment will be increasingly be tailored to an individual's genetic profile, lifestyle, and environmental factors. Highlighting the role of artificial intelligence, Dr. Singh said AI is accelerating advancements in genome sequencing, biomedical research, disease diagnosis, and medical education by improving data analysis and clinical decision-making. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. The 135th episode of the monthly radio program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. And Nagaland Police has informed the public that the emergency helpline number 100 has been discontinued and is no longer in service. The service has now been integrated with the Unified Emergency Helpline 112. Citizens are advised to dial toll-free number 112 for all emergency assistance. For reporting and assistance on cyber fraud, the dedicated helpline number is 1930. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.